Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening. Welcome along to the Score programme here on Highlands. Coming up on our programme tonight, I'll be joined by Peter Campbell, sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, to look at an important weekend of semi-finals in the Donegal Senior and Intermediate Football Championships. There's a big Northwest Derby coming up on Sunday as Derry City make the trip to Finn Park to play Finn Harps in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. I'll be speaking to Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News ahead of that game. Plus, Terence Higgerty and Gary Foy will also be joining me on the programme as we look ahead to a number of big cup finals taking place in Inishowen and Donegal. But first up, we go to Gaelic Games, and it's another busy weekend of championship action across the Northwest, and in particular here in Donegal. In the Senior Football Championship, there is of course two semi-finals, Kilcare against Gweedore on Saturday at 5:30 in Letterkenny, and then on Sunday, Neve Connell, the holders, take on St Eunan's at 4:30 in McCool Park. There's also a relegation senior playoff as Mulford and Termon clash at 2 in Letterkenny on Saturday, and the two semi finals in the Intermediate Football Championship are taking place on Sunday as well, with Éireux against Neve Columba at 1 o'clock in Killybegs, and at 1:45 Clonhilly will play Buncrana. Earlier today I spoke with sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, Peter Campbell, as we looked ahead to the action here in Donegal on Saturday and Sunday. Well, Peter, we waited a long time for football and club football to get underway this year, and all of a sudden we're at the semi-final stage. We've went quickly through all the rounds, and having missed it for so long, we're almost near a final.
Yeah, it's been a great time for football for the last 6 or 7 weeks. You know, culminating last weekend, like it was a bumper weekend, I think 11 games in all. And, you know, the fact that there was no crowds allowed in, apart from the few people that could manage to watch games from a distance or from the main roads. It's been a strange time, but, you know, the fact that the games were streamed last weekend, you know, was a novelty for Donegal football and for followers also. So it's certainly been a different time, but, you know, it's been very successfully run, the fact that we've reached the last four, as you say, in both the intermediate and senior, and we're at quarter-final stages in the junior. You know, a lot of work has gone into getting teams out. It's been more difficult to say for clubs as well, but they've got there, and, you know, we've seen a lot of good games over the last 5-6 weeks. It's been a bumper time for GA, especially in the county.
Yeah, it certainly has. Well, let's look at those last four encounters. We'll start with the seniors, and the first of the semi-finals at the weekend is Kilcare and Gweedore. Now, both these sides scraped through the quarter-finals, in particular Gweedore. Kilcare possibly had enough work done just to keep St. Michael's at bay. They couldn't get any closer than 2 points. There were serious tests for both sides going into a semi-final. It's a repeat of last year's semi-final. Peter, in your view, have these two sides improved from where they were last year?
That's a very, very good question. I would say probably not. But then they were at a fairly high level last year. And, you know, there have been some changes to both in personnel. Kilcare brought in a couple of young players, Oran Dugan, Ryan McShane. And, you know, the fact that they lost Brian O'Donnell, they were in transition and making a full back out of what would probably be a very good halfback, but a Tigers player who was fitting into the position quite well. It looks like he won't be able to play on Saturday evening. Had to be helped off last weekend, a leg injury. Not sure, they weren't sure of the extent of it, I think, in midweek. But it's very, very unlikely that he'll be fit to play. And that creates a dilemma for them. You know, do they bring Conor McShane back? They had to put Conor McShane back in last weekend. And possibly for this weekend, you know, he could be the answer. Gweedore have Kevin Cassidy, and he would probably be suited to Mark and Cassidy, maybe more than some of the other Kilcar players. Both veterans at this stage. Connor slightly older than Kevin, but not an awful lot in it. So it'll be intriguing from that point of view. But, you know, Gidor have been hit by the loss of their two midfielders. Now, whether Oran McNeillis or Michael Carroll are back this weekend, sometimes you always hear that, you know, the players or the managers would say that they're out. But, you know, come Championship Day, anybody that's fit to play, and we saw that with Michael Langan last Saturday evening in Kilcar, if they're fit to play at all, you know, they'll be pressed into action. But without Oran McNeillis and Michael Carroll, Gidor are hampered a bit. They've pressed Eamon McGee and Oran McFadden-Ferry into midfield duties. But that takes away from maybe another aspect of their game where Eamon would be, you know, marshalling the defence in the way that he normally does, and even controlling the game. It's much more difficult around the middle of the field. He may not have the legs for going up and down the field that he would have in the past. And Oran McFadden-Ferry would be more used as a marker. Now, they could still do that and maybe move Dara O'Beale into midfield for this particular clash, because Kilcar have forwards that have to be marked. That's probably where their strong point is from number eight upwards. And, you know, if they have enough of the ball, you would think that they would probably be stronger. They got caught last year by three goals, and, you know, that if they have learned a lesson from that, they might be just a little bit stronger than Gidor this year, who have been struggling to, you know, struggled. McCool's gave them a game on two occasions, and they were very, very lucky to get out of it on Sunday afternoon. So it's an intriguing game. Andrew McLean probably be back fully fit for Kilcar. He missed out last week. I would think that Conor McShane will probably be used this week, but in the long term, you know, they'd be hoping that Brian O'Donnell is back fully fit. They're a better team, you know. They need to get their younger players playing in those vital positions, and they need to be able to manage games better. They didn't do it against St. Unan's, and they didn't do it against St. Michael's last weekend. But they have the players, you know. As you say, they weren't really in real trouble against St. Michael's, but maybe the scare is what they needed.
On to Sunday in the second semi-final, the holders really haven't been tested so far in this campaign. They're going to meet the old rivals St. Unan's, Peter, and I think this encounter is going to be a real, real interesting one. And I suppose it's going to be interesting to see how Niamh Connell now attend to the presence of St. Unan's, given that they haven't had, I suppose, that one of the top four, they haven't met one of the bigger teams yet in the Championship.
Yeah, it seems it's a real, real tasty tie. St. Unan's, you know, they looked very poor against Kilcar in that opening half of that in the game in the second round in O'Donnell Park. I was very surprised with them that evening. They were the game could have been over at halftime, and indeed, maybe if Kilcar had managed the game better in the second half, they wouldn't have won that game. But since that, you know, they brought on Brian McIntyre in that game, and he's been a revelation since. And they seem to have improved in nearly every area of the field since that game. Niamh Connell, as you say, you know, they haven't met a top team so far. And now whether that will be a disadvantage, we won't really know until Sunday evening. I think what will be more important for them is whether Kieran Thompson will be fit to play. They have a very, very strong panel, but whether they have somebody of the caliber, you know, to fit into the shoes of Kieran Thompson, and, you know, going off with what is supposed to be a calf injury, it's a slow process. They all say that a calf injury is one of those that can take a number of weeks. Whether he'd be pressed into action, maybe half fit. It's hard to know. They'll probably, if he's carrying an injury, I can't see them starting him. So, you know, that creates a problem for them. And as the big, and he is one of the better players too at managing games, especially in you know, in the early stages of games. He's very, very comfortable on the ball, and as are most of the Neve Connell players. And you know, of the teams that are left in the championship, they are the ones who can manage a game probably best. They've been there or thereabouts for the last 10 years, and you know, rarely have not made the semi-final stage. And there's a hunger to, I suppose, to put titles back to back. That's something that, you know, only St. Eunice have done back in what 13 years ago. And Neve Connell, they have a hunger again to do that. It's going to be an intriguing game. I feel that St. Eunice have advanced this year, probably maybe more than any of the teams of the top four. They have great players all over the field, and even losing Conor Morrison doesn't seem to have affected them. To have the likes of Eamon Doherty ready to go back to full back, which I would think maybe might be his best position. He was operating around the middle of the field, but that's because they had Conor Morrison. But you know, Rory Kavanagh was back last week, and you know that it's nice to be able to bring back a player of that caliber at a quarter final stage, and to have him available for the and have him rested for these big games. They have, you know, top class forwards, and the arrival of Paddy McGettigan as full forward, I think, is a big, big plus to them. They're quite similar to Glenties. The arrival of Charlie McGinnis has helped them at full forward. So it helps to have a big man in. It creates, you know, something different for the team. They can play it long or short. And, you know, young McGeehan at corner forward, I think he's been a revelation. You know, he looks like, you know, you could nearly blow him away with a good blast, but he wins his own ball all the time, and he's getting scores every week. And then you have the O'Donnells, obviously, in the half forward line. You know, all around they're becoming a formidable team, and I think this year that they have got the best out of their panel. Whether we haven't, as you say, we haven't seen what Neve Connell can do, because they haven't really been tested, and you know, the scorelines that they've been putting up, you know, have been phenomenal. And they have, apart from Kieran Thompson, they have everybody from last year and more. Owen McGettigan, obviously, they lost him to red card against Glenfinn. His temperament will probably be tested again this weekend, but on his day, he's as good as you'll get as a forward. So it's a real tasty game to look forward to. I think it's probably the quality of that game is probably slightly ahead of the other semi-final at this stage. You know, if you were rating the teams, you probably would be 1-2 for that semi-final and 3-4 for the other. But you know, it's all on the day, and you know, as you say, they met last year as well, and there was only a point in it at the end. So I can't see being that much been in it this time around either. And as somebody said, I wouldn't like to go to the bookies and put in the house on either team. As a matter of fact, the bookies are going even money. Kilcar, Gidor, and Neve Connell are slight favourites against St. Eunice, but only just slight.
As we go to the semi-finals, Peter, who's been the standout players for you in this championship? Obviously, like Sir Patrick McBurdy's top scorer in the championship so far. You've had young Brian McIntyre that's had a really good championship for Eunice. Ethan O'Donnell was man of the match last week and has a huge contribution for Neve Connell. And of course, Gudor, who have been plugging away as well, have had their standout players of the championship. But in your view, who have been the main men here in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior campaign this year?
Well, is the one player that comes to mind, and he's not going to be playing in the semi-finals, is Oisin Gallon. Like, he's been exceptional in every game that he's played this year, and you know, that's it's good for Declan Bonner and the Donegal squad. There have been some disappointments, I'd say, of county players, but he has been the one that has really, really stood out. You mentioned Ethan O'Donnell. He's been exceptional for Neve Connell. Another player I think I only saw for the first time last Saturday evening, and he's not in the county panel, is young Colin McFadden from St. Michael's. Like, he seems to have the physique to play county football, and he certainly has the pace as well. And he was one of the reasons why St. Michael's really put it up to Kilcar on Saturday evening last. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's available, that he'll be playing county football in the not too distant future. All the others, I suppose, you mentioned Patrick McBrearty. Kieran Thompson had been very, very good for New Connell. Owen McHugh has come back quite well. I know he missed some of the championship matches with injury, but he was actually going very well before he did the hamstring. But he looked really sharp again last Saturday evening and scored some great points from long distance. Shane O'Donnell, the O'Donnells have been good for St. Unions. The standout players, I suppose, outside the four for me would have been Austin Gillen and Colin McFadden. All the others have, you know what to expect from them. You'd expect that they would be stepping up to the mark.
So then, Peter, and we go to the Intermediate Championship, and just like the seniors, there's two huge ties here as well. We'll go first of all to the northern side of the county, Clonhilly up against Buncrana. Particularly Clonhilly have been a seasoned team over the last decade or so in the Intermediate Championship, and had stepped up to senior and had dropped back down again. But Donna Park on Sunday is the venue for this game. Buncrana, they topped the table, so they did, after the opening four rounds. Can the Inishowen boys maybe go that one step further and get back to a final again, can they?
Yeah, that's obviously the big question. They won the junior last year, maybe quite comfortably, and they probably shouldn't have been playing junior. They're always an intermediate team, and probably with the talent that they have, they should be looking at senior level. But it's not that easy to get there. As you say, they've won their games maybe too easily as such, but they have the scoring power. Dara O'Connor scored 3-5 against Fannett last weekend, so that's a phenomenal return. And we know the type of quality that Jigger has. It's only a few years since he was part of the Donegal squad, and maybe will be part again. He has been troubled by injury, but on his best day, he'd be very, very hard to stop. And you have big John Campbell at full forward as well, and you have the Dohertys and Caelan McGonigal around the middle of the field, and Bruce Waldron at defence. So all around, they have a very, very good panel. Now, they haven't met a team of the quality of Clonhilly. That's the only thing that's against them at this stage. Clonhilly, will have a little bit of hurt from losing out last year, and they were very, very unfortunate in the fact that they had to play a county semi-final on a Wednesday, and then play the final on the Sunday, and lost out to St. Noel's, and they were nearly out on their feet at that stage because they had two tough games against Deirua. But they have, a seasoned team, and they go into the game, I'd say, a slight favourite on the back of playing at that high level. This will be a big test for them as well, because but they have been tested. They went to Ballyshannon and got a result against Deirua and a very tight game. And I would fancy that they might just have a little bit too much experience for Buncrana, but again, I wouldn't like to be putting too much money on it.
What about the battle in the south? They rue against Neve Columba, two sides that know each other very well. Who's the favourites in this one? Or is there a favourite, Peter?
Again, I don't think there's very little between them. Eirua, at the start of the year, Eirua and Clonhilly were the two teams that have been mentioned as probably the slight favourites to make the county final. But the one team probably that has improved this year during the championship has been Neve Columba. Even before the championship, there seemed to be something about them. They beat Ardra, I think, maybe two or three times in challenge matches and in the regional league. in local. I know it's a local derby, but you know that our draw are playing at a higher level, playing senior championship and playing. We're playing in Division One league last year, but Neve Columba, you know, they probably were relying a bit on Aaron Doherty for scores, and they have a lot more. I suppose it's been spread around more this year. They'll have Michael Maguire back this weekend. He was missing last weekend because of a bereavement. They went to Fintra last year, the venue for Sunday's game, and they were 9 points up in the first half against St. Noel's. Now, they don't really know themselves how they lost that game. I know there was a change of referee. Jimmy White actually got injured before half time. There was a change of referee. There was a disruption to the match. Two disruptions probably that stopped them, the referee, and then the half time whistle. And somehow they lost their way in the second half, and St. Noel's came back and beat them by 2 points, which was and went on to win the intermediate championship. So they would look at that and say, well, you know, we shouldn't have lost last year, and we actually lost to the team that were champions in the end. So I think that there won't be any fear on their part heading for Fintra on Sunday. Mm-hmm. For Eru's part, they lost the final 2 years ago, lost the semi-final after a replay last year. So they would probably feel that, you know, they are due an intermediate championship as well. So something has to give. Eru will probably have Johnny Gallagher back this week. He missed last week's game, won over Nivora with a throat infection, I think. They're not ruling out the possibility of Sean Taylor, who pulled the hamstring against Lochinvar. They do have David Dolan back, you know, and he's important because he has the physical power to play up front and take scores. It's a very, very difficult one to call. It's probably even closer than Lochinvar Bunkranny game, I would think. The venue, obviously, maybe Neve Columba would probably be more used to Fintra than Erua, and that might edge it for them.
I asked you about the senior players of the championship that stood out for you, Peter. What about intermediate? Because you have watched a lot of intermediate football in the championship this year.
Yeah, well, there haven't been, you know, I wouldn't say that Darragh O'Connor's performances probably have been the standout performances. Erua, Philip Patton has been their standout performer. Very, very consistent score getter. And they'll expect him to do it again on Sunday, you know, because he's active from both play and freeze, and that's very important for any team. Obviously, Aaron Doherty, Finn Gallagher has been doing quite well for Neve Columba at midfield. And probably the standout player for Clonmacnoise has been Paul Sweeney. He there's a slight doubt, I think, over him for Sunday's game. He has been their goal scorer in chief, and phenomenal amount of goals that he's got so far this year. And they're probably the players that have been the standout for me.
Yeah. Okay, finally, on to crowds. It looks like the pubs are going to get people into their venues as from the 21st of September. If that happens, Peter, I think the general consensus is that the door needs to be open for sport. We could possibly have a crowd for a county final.
Yeah, we could. And I just noticed, I think, this morning that I said Louth that have postponed their county semi-finals from this weekend to the following weekend in the hope that they would be able to have maybe a couple of hundred at them. Donegal didn't go down that route. They're banging on with their semi-finals this weekend. Obviously, the big decision will come on Monday. And, you know, this fact that the decision has already been made that pubs will open, it just doesn't sit well that, you know, that a crowd can go into a pub, or, you know, limited numbers at least can go into a pub and sit at a table and take a drink and maybe even watch the game being streamed. And then they're not allowed to go to a football field where there's plenty of room around the pitch. I suppose they're talking about, you know, if you let big numbers in that you know, they get together after the match. But if you're talking about, you know, hundreds or maybe up to 1,000 in the likes of McCool Park, that would nearly satisfy, you know, the clubs have stalwart supporters who never miss a match, and they have been deprived of something, and I've had first-hand knowledge of it. I've listened to people talk about it, that, you know, they're not happy with the fact that there are club officials, or there's county officials, and there's press, and there's maybe some others getting into games just to watch them, and they're not allowed, or they're in some places they're moving to fields to try to see, can they see the action from a distance. And I don't see that there would be any health issue attached to having, we'll say, 1,000 people in McCool Park for a county final. If they're spread out and they're using, you know, the both entrances from the back of the stand and from the main gate, and maybe others at the bottom of the river end as well, there's no reason why you wouldn't get 1,000 people into a county final, and that, you know, would be something at least for the participating teams to get 500 supporters from each club. And it would help the clubs, and, you know, in their promotion of the games as well, because, you know, there's a perception there that, you know, that we're not going to support the club again in the future if we're not going to be allowed in to see them, you know. And you have club lottos and you have club sponsors. It impacts all the way down the line. So it's a very important decision that's been made on Monday, and hopefully, you know, common sense will prevail.
Peter Campbell with a rundown on the action at the semi-final stage in the Senior and Intermediate Championship. And just to remind you as well, there will be full live match commentary from Kilcar against Gweedore available on air on Highland and indeed on our website, highlandradio.com, as from the 5:30 start time on Saturday. And not forgetting about Sunday as well, because St Union's are taking on Naoise Conall at 4:30. I will also have full live match commentary from that game coming up on Sunday Sport 2. Elsewhere in the Junior A Championship, there's also quarterfinals. Carndonna are playing Letterkenny Gaels, and Mobile play Uris. Both of those games are on Saturday afternoon. This weekend also sees the start of the various reserve championships, with games to be played across both days in Senior B, Intermediate B, and indeed Junior B as well. There's a lot of hurling action in the Northwest too. In Tyrone, the Senior Hurling Championship final is on Saturday, with Ayr Óg Carrickmore up against Dungannon. That one's at Hayley Park, and it gets underway at 5 o'clock. Before that, at 3, Naoise Conall are playing Oma St Enda's in the junior final. In Derry, the intermediate hurling final sees Ballinascreen against Swatra, and the junior match is Banagher, against Lavey. Those games begin at 3 o'clock at Celtic Park on Saturday, with the old rivals of Kevin Lynch's against Lochneil clashing for the senior championship title once again, and that match is on Sunday at Celtic Park, and it throws in at 2 o'clock. Moving on now to League of Ireland Premier Division action, and the battle at the bottom of the table continues for Finn Harps on Sunday when they welcome Derry City to Finn Park in a huge Northwest derby. The sides, of course, met back in February at the Brandywell, where it ended in a share of the spoils, one apiece. But as Harps go into this game, and indeed Derry as well, both sides know that 3 points will be hugely important. Harps go into the tie off the back of a defeat in the derby match against Sligo on Monday night, where they went down by 3-1. It was a really, really tight, tough game. Now, if you read the reports on Tuesday morning, it was suggested that maybe it was a lot tougher game than it actually turned out to be. Harps were shown 10 yellow cards. They had 3 red cards. The defender Siddiqui, along with midfielder Coyle and manager Ollie Horgan, were all shown red cards. I spoke to Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News a short time ago. He was in the showgrounds as well on Monday night, and he says it was no way the sort of contest that the card count was suggesting.
It definitely wasn't, Oisín, to be fair. I think, you look at it and you probably think, well, that game must have boiled over on numerous occasions, and it really didn't. I suppose the referee, Rob Harvey, you know, I would thought he was dishing out yellow cards like confetti in the first half, when really there was no need. There was a couple of the the challenges, you know, okay, there were fouls, but he didn't need to be going brandishing bookings. And I suppose maybe when he dished out the first one or two, then he had set the tone for things. And, you know, there was a lot being said from both dugouts. And maybe there was pressure being put on. And I remember saying to the person beside me, you know, at half time, and Finn Harps had five men and yellow cards, that they would do well to see it all out here with 11 players. And, you know, Mark Coyle then picked up an early booking in the second half. And, you know, perhaps maybe Mark, you know, should have been brought off. You know, Mark, I suppose, is, you know, he picks up a lot of yellow cards. He's in the middle of the field. He's making a lot of tackles. And, you know, when you had somebody like Junior on the opposite team, you know, you probably needed somebody that was going to put in a lot of tackles. And, you know, Mark picked up a second booking and was sent off. And then late in the game, Kosovo Siddiqui picked up a yellow card, which we believe was for dissent. And, you know, the two players, I suppose, Sachin, when they were on bookings, probably had to be more careful. And I know Ollie Horgan was, you know, was disappointed with the referee's performance and his own sending off as well, you know. But it was one of those games. Had Harps managed to keep it at 11-11, I think they had a very good chance of picking up at least a share of the spoils, maybe even 3 points, because, you know, for probably 40 minutes of the game, they were the better side, you know. But when they went down to 10 men, they only really looked like one winner, and Ronan Murray came on the field and scored a great goal to make it 2-1, and Roland Coughlin made it 3-1 then with 5 or 6 minutes to go. And that was it, really, Oisin.
Yeah. Now they've got a Northwest Derby to come on Sunday against Derry at Finn Park. Despite all that, what positives can Harps take out of the game at the Showgrounds on Monday, going in now to another big derby?
Yeah, well, I suppose looking at it, I talked with Dave Webster after the match. He was captain the last night, and, you know, he made the point that individual errors are costing Finn Harps. And, you know, the first goal that Sligo got the last day, you know, came from, you know, a poor mistake in the Harps backline. But other than that, for about the next hour of the game, Harps were very strong at the back and, you know, gave away very few chances. You know, and I would say that they look at that if they can stop giving away the needless goals, you know, that a team's going to have to be really at themselves to break them down. Thought Barry McNamee played well in the middle of the field. Very, very rarely, you know, gives away possession cheaply. He's positive. He's trying to make things happen. Adrian Delap, I thought, was dangerous in the first half. He was taken off at half time, you know, but he's a threat. You know, and big Alexander Cogler up front looks to be settling into life with Harps there now. He's a threat. You know, he gets into scoring areas and possibly should have scored at least one the last night. So there are different things they can look at. Mark Russell has been moved from kind of left back up into an attacking role and seems to be going well too. So, you know, I'm sure there were positives that Ollie Horgan will take from that. But discipline is a big thing, you know. They've got to keep everybody on the field of play if you want to get anything against Derry.
Yeah, and one thing you can't do against Derry, because the sort of team that will punish you, is give them a one-goal lead, Ryan.
Yeah, well, like, that is it. And I suppose, like, I know it was a long time ago now when Harps played Derry in the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium back in February. But, you know, they went ahead that day and it frustrated Derry. And I'm sure they'll be trying to do that again. And as always with Finn Harps, getting the first goal is huge. If Harps can get it, it's something to build on, something to work on. You know, if they concede first, you know, generally they don't have as many attacking players on the field as other teams, and it's hard to get their way back into the game, even though they did do that the last day against Sligo. But that first goal, Ollie Horgan, he always tells us the first goal is crucial, and Harps will be determined to get that on Sunday.
Just finally then, Ryan, I suppose the 3 points now this weekend are more important than the 3 points that were on offer at one stage against Sligo.
Yeah, like, you know, they are 3 massive points, you know, and it's a blow that the game is behind closed doors, I think, because, you know, Harps have had a decent enough record against Derry and Finn Park over the last couple of years, and, you know, the home support played a big role in that, and to not have that this week, you know, it's probably not as daunting of a trip for Derry. You're looking at the games coming up the next few weeks. They've Shelburne and they've Cork. They're big, big games. It would be great if they could get a victory this week, this Sunday against Derry, to really go into those games and try and start getting points on the table, because, you know, there's not that many games left in the season. I think we're down possibly to the last 8 now, Oisin. So, you know, if Harps are going to try and pull off the pull off the escape and get away from the automatic relegation spot, which they have done in the past, and Ollie Horgan knows how to do it, but they need to start picking up victories. And I think they will have identified this game against Derry as one where they can pick up 3 points.
Ryan Ferry off the Donegal News. Finn Harps will play Derry City this coming Sunday, and we'll also have full live match commentary from this game from Finn Park. It will be available on our website, highlandradio.com, as from the kickoff time at 5 o'clock. Full commentary there, and when the Gaelic is finished with, we'll be crossing over for live second half commentary on air from the soccer, the Premier Division clash between Finn Harps and Derry City. So you'll not miss a beat from any of the big sporting events this weekend here on Highland. Moving on to some other local soccer action, and the number of cup finals are taking place across the northwest this weekend. On the Donegal Junior League front, the Voodoo Venue Cup final is on Saturday with Glencar Celtic against Caju Rovers. That one's in Ballyar at 1:30. While in the Brian McCormick Cup final, Capri Rovers are playing Kildrum Tigers. That game starts at 2 o'clock on Sunday. I've been looking at those big cup games with PRO of the Donegal Junior League, Gary Foy. Well, first up, Gary, the first of the cup finals this weekend is the Voodoo Venue Cup final on Saturday. It was put back for 7 days. It's got the green light for this weekend. Caju Rovers reserves against Glencar Celtic already this season. Caju have had the upper hand on Glencar on a couple of occasions, but as a cup final, and obviously anything can happen.
Well, Oisin, just exactly as you say there, Oisin, cup final is a different day, and while Caju have had the upper hand in the league games, the encounters that they had in the league so far this season, you know, Glencar are a very experienced team and a very experienced cup team, and have actually won this cup and in the past, and you know, Glencar are going to be a formidable opposition for Caju on Saturday.
Yeah, experience could tell in that game, Gary.
Well, that's it. Not sure just exactly how many of the Caju players are able to be brought over, you know, from the Sunday side. Probably not too many, because they have they've got a great panel down there, and there hasn't been too many crossovers all through the season within the Caju club. So, you know, maybe the younger players, but Caju is such a soccer club that they've got great depth. And I mean, way back whenever Strand Rovers came into the league, there were stories that some of the players might go towards Strand and that would weaken Caju. But I think Caju have actually grown, and I mean, a great club run by great people that have been in the league since day one, and they'll have... They'll have their say on Saturday as well. Like, you know, Oisin, you know, plenty of good lads coming through there in Caju.
Yeah. Let's go to Sunday in the big cup decider, the Brian McCormick Sports and Leisure Cup final, Capri Rovers against Kildrum Tigers. We might start with Kildrum, because they obviously had their semi-final earlier in the week, and it all came about with Kevin McHugh stepping up with a brace late on, the experienced player and a skillful player from, of course, his League of Ireland days at Finn Harps. And it was him that stepped forward with those two goals to seal a place in the final for them, Gary.
Well, Oisin, I was just sweating there because I thought you were going to ask me to pick a potential winner. I don't know how I could do that, but hey, you know, Oisin, once again, you've hit the nail on the head. The difference was Kevin McHugh, and that's just plain and simple, and that's not been disrespectful to any player or anybody else that was there on Monday night. But anybody who was there and knows anything about football, seen for themselves what happened. Kevin McHugh went back into his own half with what was it, about 10 minutes to go. He won the ball, he held it in midfield. His outside right was gone. Another man with less experience would have put a pass to the corner flag, hoping the outside right would get onto it and put it back into the box. Kevin didn't do that. Kevin looked around him, knew that there was no support for the lads who was out in the right wing. He gave the ball back to his right back. And then that gave his left winger and himself time to get into better positions. Once his right back then, I think it's Ryan Higgins is the lad's name, played the ball over the top. Kevin went 1-on-1 with the centre half, and then, you know, anybody to watch it was amazing. Like, you know, the speed of Kevin's feet, even still, the speed of the feet to put the ball past the player, go around him, and once he went around the defender, I mean, the keeper was going to have no chance, such as the experience and proficiency of a prolific goal scorer, you know, and one of the best we've ever seen, and certainly as you say, one of the best the League of Ireland has ever seen, and the Irish League for that matter.
Yeah, and Gary, of course, obviously with the news today that Capri have not won the league, the cup is now their main goal. If they're going to win that, they're going to have to deal with Kevin McHugh. Do they have the players to deal with the likes of Kevin McHugh?
To answer your question, I don't know who has a man to mark Kevin McHugh, you know. not just Shepherd Rovers. Like, you know, he's such a handful. He can be out of the game for 15 minutes and all of a sudden he does something that, it's the speed of thought with Kevin McHugh. You know, I mean, I put down the camera on Monday night. When I see the one that ball in midfield on Monday night, I put down the camera. I wanted to watch what he was going to do, you know, because it was a joy to watch, to be honest about it. And, I mean, I don't know. Gabriel will probably say they have, you know, Gabriel's a bit of experience, like, you know, yeah. There's no question about that. You know, the question you asked me about being able to handle Kevin McHugh, I can't answer that, and honestly, because I don't know how many clubs actually want a man who can handle Kevin McHugh. I mean, and just to add credit to that response, you know, look at his goal scoring record throughout this couple of seasons since he came to the Donegal League. You know, very few people have been able to handle Kevin McHugh.
Would Capri possibly be slight favourites going into this, given how they finished up in the league and maybe how easily they came through their tie against Bunnagee United in the semi-final, Gary?
Well, one thing that I've seen about Capri throughout this season is they've been getting goals from different places. You know, they haven't been relying on a couple of people. Now, neither have Kildrum Tigers either. You know, the first goal that Daniel Clark scored, the equaliser on Monday night, was a rocket. William Lynch there is capable of scoring goals. You know, there are a few others. Capri have goals all over the pitch. You know, they've Aaron Kelly, who's a very, very good player, and on his day, he's caused a lot of defences. Young Murray, Gettins, you know, they're all capable of scoring. So, you know, I don't like to say who's... For me, it's 50-50, you know.
Just finally, Gary, I know there's a couple of other relegation promotion playoff matches on this weekend, but how's preparations going for the new season, which will be getting up and running very, very soon?
Yes, well, behind the scenes, we've been monitoring the situations nationally and with COVID and all the government guidelines, and I suppose we're waiting anxiously to see what happens now next week with the new guidelines. But as far as our own housekeeping is concerned, our desire is to get this season finished first. That should happen this weekend. Once we get this season finished, the clubs have been invited to apply for a membership for next year. Those are back in with our secretary, Jimmy Hattie, and I'm sure Jimmy will be calling a meeting after the weekend, possibly sometime next week, to evaluate those applications for next season. And then Christina will already have a potential starting date in mind, but she'll be keeping that to herself in the meantime until such times as this season's business is done. Once that happens, we'll be having our AGM, of course, and then we'll be getting going as quick as we can, as far as I understand.
Okay, Gary, thanks for joining us, and the best of luck with the Cup Finals at the weekend.
Thank you very much, Oisin.
Gary Foy there. Moving into the Inishowen League, there's also a huge Buncrana Credit Union Cup Final set to take place on Saturday at McGinn Park in Buncrana. It sees Alia FC against Clonmany Shamrocks. Clonmany are going for a quadruple this season. They've already won the First Division, the Father O'Gara Cup and the Charlie O'Donnell Cup, while Alia are Premier Division champions. They were crowned league champions for the first time in 8 years a number of weeks ago, but they missed out on the Clubman League Cup decider against Glengad. So two of the best teams in Inishowen are set to go head-to-head in that big Buncrana Credit Union Cup final. I've been talking to Terence Higgerty of the Inishowen League. We've looked ahead to that game, but first of all, I've been talking to him about his role as Ulster FA PRO. Of course, their season is also coming to an end, and in the latest big cup decider under Ulster, Derry City Reserves took victory against Letterkenny on Monday night past.
Yeah, it was a very entertaining game. Derry coming from behind twice to secure a victory over Letterkenny Rovers. It looked at one stage when Letterkenny took the lead in just before half time that would have been maybe a step too far for Derry, you know, it's kind of a sucker punch, but no. Very youthful and very young side coming back to win it. As far as I'm aware, it's their first title since, like, 96-97 season. First Knockalla won since then, so yeah. A good victory for Sean Holmes' side.
And Terence, you still have the Ulster Junior Cup to come as well, and obviously the different leagues and teams from different areas are all involved in this in the competition. The end of the competition still has to be sorted out.
Yeah, look, we work well with the leagues, the fixture sectors for both the Donegal League, Cavan League, and Inishowen League, and we kind of leave it to those to arrange the games, you know, rather than imposing a date on it. They can arrange the fixtures if the original date doesn't suit, and it works very well. We're just waiting on the semi-final match between Kildrum and Alia. Both teams are still involved in their own leagues. So Cavan Town beat KG there a couple of weeks ago, 1-0 after extra time. So they await the winners of Kildrum or Alia in the final.
Yeah, so that we'd expect that Alia Kildrum game to be played next weekend, given that both are involved in action in their own areas this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we can pencil that in now that when they wrap up their own domestic leagues. Hopefully we can pencil that in, and we would hope to get the final played early at the beginning of the new season.
Yeah. Let's move on to the show, and there's another cup final on this weekend, the Buncrana Credit Union Cup decider. Alia are taking on Clonmany Shamrocks. Alia, as we know, Premier Division champions. Clonmany have already won three competitions, and as the season comes to an end, it's a great way to finish it, Terence.
It's certainly a great way to finish it, particularly for Clonmany. Without doubt, won the first division. QPS were runners-up, and then they took the Fallaghiara Cup there, 4-0 over Rossini, local rivals Rossini, and they won the Charlie O'Donnell, a 3-1 victory over QPS. And as you say, they took on Alia on Saturday, and Alia have won the Premier Division. They lost 2-1 to Glengarry, the Clubman Shorts, there a few weeks ago, and they're Clonmany this Saturday, and as we touched on before, Alia are in the semi-final of the Ulster Cup as well, so good season for both.
Yeah, a very impressive season for Clonmany. Do you think that the squad Clonmany has, would they be fighting it out the top end of the Premier Division? Can they be that competitive next year, Terence?
I don't know whether they would actually be fighting for the top one or two spots, but they'll certainly be in the top four or five. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were pushing the top teams for it. They're a very youthful side, but I have to say, a very good youth. You know what I mean? They have some players like Jake Harkin and Oisin Hessian in midfield, and their backline's pretty young as well, but they're well mustered by Fergal Harkin, plenty of experience, and of course their captain Paddy Harkin and Nitz is another good, and Jason Devlin up front, you know, an old head there, but yet he managed a hat-trick in the first 20 minutes on Saturday in the cup final, so you know, they're not to be taken lightly.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Alia will go on his favourites, will they, Terence?
Ah, they've got to with their status, like, you know, Premier Division champions, you know what I mean. Out of 16 Premier Division games, they've won 13, drew 1, lost 2. And, you know, Clonmany is exactly the same out of 16 games in the First Division. What, 13 wins, 1 draw and 2 losses. So there's not a lot between them. It'll depend on who the two managers maybe shape up. Well, maybe will one of them go with maybe giving some fringe players a run out on a cup final on Saturday, you know, or maybe not. Will they both go with strong sides? It's hard to know, but Alia would definitely probably start as slight favourites because they're Premier Division champions. But if Clonmany got an early goal or two, it could be a different game.
Yeah, certainly could. Just finally then, we're coming to the end of one season in any show, and we'll be getting the second one up, or the next one up rather, very, very soon in the coming weeks, Terence.
Yeah, we're hoping to go on Sunday week again, all being well. You know, we had a long break in the season, and we're very thankful to get this season actually finished. You know what I mean? It could have gone the other way. We mightn't have got a finish, but we did get a finish. And look, teams are fit and teams are ready to go. So let's hope it all goes well. You know, there's no guarantee that the season will run smoothly with the way things are, but we'll get it going now Sunday week and see how it goes.
Okay, and there's no let up then. Good luck in the weeks ahead, Terence. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Oisin. Okay, bye.
Terence Hegarty of the Inishowen League and PRO of the Ulster FA as well. And that's it from another edition of the Score programme for tonight. If you missed any of the show, you can of course log on to highlandradio.com after the 8 o'clock news, and the full programme will be available for playback. I'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. So until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.